Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for UGI Corporation. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth and dig into solid opportunities, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down UGI Corporation, a player in the energy sector, to see if it's got the potential to power up your portfolio. Let's dive into who they are, what's been happening lately, and then get into the nitty-gritty of their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. All with a long-term perspective in mind. Stick with me, because I've got some insights from their latest earnings call and financials that might just spark your interest. First off, for those who might not be super familiar, UGI Corporation operates in the energy space, specifically focusing on natural gas and electric utilities, as well as energy marketing and midstream services. They've got a footprint in the U.S. and even some international exposure, which gives them a bit of a diversified edge in the regulated and unregulated energy markets. With thousands of employees and a decent market cap, they're not a small fish, but they're not exactly a household name like some of the mega-cap energy giants either. So let's see if this under-the-radar stock could be a hidden gem for your portfolio. Now let's talk about what's been making waves recently. Based on the latest news snippets, UGI has been navigating a mixed bag of market conditions, with some focus on operational efficiency and strategic investments. Performance-wise, their stock has shown some volatility over the past year. Decent gains in shorter windows, like the last month or so, but longer-term trends over 5 years suggest they've lagged behind broader market or sector growth. Compared to their industry peers in the utility sector, they're not exactly leading the pack, which raises some questions about competitive positioning. But hang tight, because their latest earnings call for Q1 2025 dropped some interesting updates that could signal a shift. They reported strong financial results, beat expectations on a few key metrics, and emphasized sustainable growth through smart investments. That's the kind of thing that gets a long-term investor's attention, so let's unpack it further in our SWOT analysis. Strengths. All right, let's start with what UGI Corporation is doing right. One big strength is their diversified energy portfolio. They're not just a one-trick pony. They've got their hands in natural gas distribution, electric utilities, and even midstream and marketing operations. This spread helps buffer them against downturns in any single segment, which is huge for stability, something us long-term investors crave. Another plus is their recent financial performance. According to the Q1 2025 earnings call summary, they've posted strong results exceeding expectations. Revenue and net income trends from their income statements over the past few years show consistent operations, even if growth isn't explosive. That kind of reliability can be a bedrock for a portfolio, especially in a sector like utilities where steady cash flows are often the name of the game. Let's not forget their dividend yield. Based on the latest metrics, they're offering a solid payout, which is a nice sweetener for income-focused investors. Pair that with a history of paying dividends, and you've got a company that seems committed to returning value to shareholders. Lastly, their current ratio and quick ratio look healthy, indicating they've got enough liquidity to handle short-term obligations. That's not sexy, but it's a quiet strength that reduces risk. Something we all appreciate when markets get choppy. Weaknesses. Now, let's get real about where UGI Corporation is stumbling. One glaring issue is their longer-term stock performance. Over the past 5 years, their returns have underperformed compared to both their sector and the broader market. For us long-term folks, that's a red flag. Why are they not keeping pace? Is it management, competition, or something else? It's worth digging into. Another concern is their debt load. The debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest figures, which means they're carrying a fair bit of leverage. In a rising interest rate environment, that could squeeze margins or limit their flexibility for growth investments. It's not a deal-breaker, but it's something to watch. Profit margins are also a bit of a mixed bag. While gross profit margins are decent, their net profit margin isn't exactly stellar. This suggests they're spending a lot to keep the lights on, pun intended, and not translating top-line revenue into bottom-line gains as efficiently as they could. Finally, their return on equity and return on invested capital metrics aren't blowing anyone away. They're not terrible, but they're not screaming efficient capital allocation either. For investors like us who care about how well a company uses our money, this is a bit of a letdown. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to what could propel UGI Corporation forward. One big opportunity lies in their strategic investments, as highlighted in the Q1 2025 earnings call. They're focusing on sustainable growth and operational improvements, which could mean modernizing infrastructure or tapping into cleaner energy trends. If they play their cards right, this could position them as a forward-thinking player in a sector that's often seen as stodgy. There's also room to capitalize on geographic diversification. Their revenue segments show exposure to different regions, and expanding further or optimizing operations in underperforming areas could unlock new growth avenues. Energy demand isn't going anywhere, especially in underserved markets. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to historical averages and industry peers. It's not dirt cheap, but it's not overblown either, suggesting there's potential for upside if they execute on their plans. For long-term investors, buying at a fair price with growth potential is always a sweet spot. Lastly, customer satisfaction and innovation were called out in their earnings summary as focus areas. If they can improve service delivery or roll out tech-driven efficiencies, that could translate into stickier customers and better margins down the line. It's not a sure thing, but it's a lever they're pulling. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real risks that could trip up UGI Corporation. First up is industry competition. The utilities and energy sector is crowded, and their underperformance relative to peers suggests they're not differentiating enough. If they can't carve out a stronger niche, they risk losing market share to more agile or innovative rivals. Regulatory pressures are another big threat. Utilities are heavily regulated, and any changes in policy, whether it's environmental mandates or rate caps, could hit their bottom line hard. Their earnings call didn't mention specific regulatory headwinds, but it's always a looming risk in this space. Economic sensitivity is also a factor. While utilities are often seen as defensive, a broader economic slowdown could still dampen energy demand, especially in their commercial or industrial segments. Plus, with their debt levels, any spike in interest rates could make refinancing more painful. Finally, their capital expenditure needs are significant. Cash flow statements show consistent investments in property and equipment, which is necessary but eats into free cash flow. If they overextend or misallocate funds on projects that don't deliver, it could weigh on returns for years, something long-term investors like us need to keep an eye on. All right, let's wrap this up with a long-term outlook for UGI Corporation. On balance, they've got a stable foundation with a diversified business model and a commitment to paying dividends, which is great for those of us looking for steady income alongside growth. Their recent earnings beat and focus on strategic investments hint at potential upside, especially if they can capitalize on operational efficiencies or emerging energy trends. However, the underperformance compared to peers, coupled with a hefty debt load and middling profitability metrics, suggests there's work to be done. For long-term investors, UGI could be a wait-and-see candidate. There's value here, but execution will be key. Keep an eye on how they manage debt and whether those investments start paying off in the next few quarters. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts on UGI Corporation in the comments. Do you see it as a portfolio addition, or are you passing for now? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.